Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now to talk to New England Patriots running back James White, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots, and by Feldman Land Surveyors. Right from the ground up, our interview with James is also brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Good morning, James. Good
morning.
How are you?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Doing okay, thanks. Do you sit at home and sit and stew, or do you try to not think about what just happened last night?
I mean, it's tough, definitely a tough loss. Like I said, we didn't play our best football. Obviously, we know we could have played better, but got to move forward. Still got three games, and got to try to finish the season out strong.
Not trying to get you in trouble with anything about the refs, but just in a game where there are multiple plays, you know, I think every game there's probably one where you say, oh, that probably should have been the other way. We got to move on from it. But when it's multiple plays, including a scoring play, how do you guys kind of just move on to the next play, knowing that you probably, you know, they probably screwed something up?
Yeah, man, it can be tough, but you got to be able to move forward. Happens sometimes in football. You just got to be able to make enough plays and do whatever you can to try and win the football game. Sometimes things aren't going to go your way. You just got to figure things out.
We've been talking a lot sort of about the inefficiencies of the offense, and I'm just wondering, at this point in the year, how frustrating that is and where you see the light at the end of this tunnel?
I think we all know we're capable of doing it, and I think it's just all about us going out there and doing it consistently each and every drive, just playing complimentary football with the defense and special teams. They've been playing good for us all year long. We've had our spots, but I think we just had to be more consistent.
And can you point to anything in particular, or is it different every week? You talk about consistency, but is there something you say, man, if we were doing this better, we'd be okay?
Honestly, we could do everything better. Honestly, it's not just one thing. It's running the football, you know, running routes better, giving Tom more time in the pocket, communicating better. It's a little bit of everything. We just got to go out there and do it.
What's it like in the huddle when they call the play that you're going to be throwing it? What's going through your head at that point?
Make the right decision and throw a good ball. It was a great play call by Josh to kind of start the series off, and I think we needed that type of play to kind of get the drive going.
Is there any thought to, like, take the glove off, or you used to throw the glove on?
It's easy for me to throw the glove on. Yeah. I got little hands. So.
What's your history with that in terms of both in practice? How much have you thrown? Do you usually hit it, or have there been some ugly ducks?
Nah, I can throw. I've always been confident in throwing the football, so they let me do it, I'll go out there and execute it.
You get a little excited when you hear the call?
Yeah, a little excited and nervous.
Right. It's like a little different, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all you can do is throw it. You got to make sure he catches it, right?
Yeah.
So how does that work? Do they at practice take all the running backs and they're like, all right, you're all going to throw it. We're going to eliminate some guys right away from this. Or, like, how did they know that you could throw?
I think they just know.
Yeah. They just see it like, this guy's got it. This guy's got it.
Swagger there.
All right. Fair enough.
Looking for that opportunity a little more often, it sounds like. Wow.
Yeah.
You talked about needing to execute more on the offense. Is offense something that, like, it's contagious? Like, do you feel like if we can just get a drive or a few plays that we can start snowballing it, and why haven't you been able to do that?
I think it's starting off the drive well, good drive starters, and then you just consistently make good plays, maybe get a chunk play here and there, and then you score, and then everybody has confidence. You come back out there, have another good drive starters, just trying to do things well over and over and over again, and then we play good teams, you just have to be able to do that.
One guy we haven't seen at all is Damian Harris. How's he looking practice week to week? Does he look like he could play in this league?
He's working hard. Obviously, I mean, it's not easy to be in the position he's in. I was in the same spot, pretty much the exact same spot as him my rookie year. You just got to practice hard, hit the weights hard, stay in condition, because you honestly never know with injuries, things of that nature. You never know if your number's going to get called. So he's been working hard, and like I said, if this opportunity ever presents itself this year, I know he'll be ready to go.
Coming off the field at halftime, the crowd was booing you guys pretty good, something that has not happened much throughout your entire career. What were you thinking when you heard that?
I mean, obviously, we just know we had to play better. I mean, they're into the game just as much as we are, and obviously we weren't playing well, so that just comes with sports, man. You just got to the fans have their way of showing their emotions.
Bill emphasized to us in his post-game press conference a couple times that he was proud of the fight, and I think he used the phrase that fight to the finish will serve you well moving forward. But from my perspective, I almost assume you guys are going to fight to the finish. That's been proven over the years. But do you believe in that? Any moral victories, even though you didn't get the real victory?
I think we all know, no matter what the score is of the game, we have guys in the locker room who are going to compete, whether we're down 21, up 21, down 7. I think everybody's going to fight. And I said, when you're playing in tough football games like that, sometimes, some guys can get discouraged, but our team doesn't. We're going to keep fighting and do whatever we can to put ourselves in position to win the game. I thought everybody did the best they could to put our team in position to do that.
Does that leadership start at the quarterback position?
It's everywhere. I think everybody in our locker room is confident no matter what the score is. If we execute enough, we can put ourselves in position to win a football game. Everybody's kind of vocal on the sideline, trying to keep everybody in the right mindset and knowing that one play could change the game. Defense can get a turnover or block punt like we had, and then boom, we're right back in it. So just got to be out there and confident at every moment.
Last year, it was two shootouts against Kansas City, regular season and postseason. This one, a lower scoring game, very aggressive on defense. What's different about them defensively from last year to this year?
They have a different coordinator, and they have different ways of trying to stop us and things of that nature. So they kind of spin the dial a little bit. Not going to see too much of the same stuff. They're going to kind of let things roll. So it's all about reading stuff out after the ball snapped and going out there executing.
You're obviously a leader in the running back room, a captain on this football team, and you have a guy next to you in Sony Michel who was a big reason you guys won a Super Bowl a year ago, scuffling a little bit. I think he had 5 carries for 8 yards, didn't play a ton. Is he a guy that you reach out to as a leader? Does he need that pat on the back? How does he deal with this that's going on?
He's a good football player. Like I said, he may not have had success out there on Sunday and whatnot, but it's not completely all his fault. He's running hard. Sometimes us as running backs not reading things right, and sometimes just not finishing blocks, things of that nature. Like I said, it's just a combination of everything, and when we go down, we have to throw the ball a little bit more, so that kind of could be the reason why he wasn't in there as much. But he's confident in his abilities, and I know that guy. He works extremely hard. He never gets down on himself, and he always has a positive mindset. So he's going to keep working, and those big games are going to come.
On the telecast yesterday, they showed a photo of Tom Brady paying off his bet and having to stand as part of the Ohio thing. Did you have a bet for the Ohio State game this weekend?
I did not.
Oh, lacking confidence?
I'm not a better. So.
I'll tell you, halftime, though, you guys look good.
Yeah, just second half was a...
Yeah, got away from you a little bit.
Played a dirty trick on them when
they
played
did.
The second
they
half.
Going.
Yeah, it was tough.
Well, we appreciate the time, as always.
Can I ask real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
You go by Sweet Feet, and I see on Instagram a lot of shoes. I just happened to look down. Are those purple snow boots?
No, they're not purple. They're like tan.
Oh, okay. Yes, the light under.
Come on.
I thought you were wearing purple snow boots in here. I was going to say, wow, you really do go the fashion extreme.
No, you won't see me with purple boots.
How many pairs of shoes do you have?
Too many.
Is there such a thing as too many?
No.
James, thank you. We appreciate it.
No problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.